Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Yischus for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Lizibu Kogan Makarov, and for Chana Rezel, Las Miriam Rivka, Lele Dekali, Elid Bari Vishalim, Baram Machevara, Vishas Agidav, Larichos Yam, Vishanim Tobos, and the Schus, Rav Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, Rav Tzvi Moshe ben Sarah Leah. They should both have Bracha Vatzlacha, B'chol Maaseh Yedeim. We're going to be basing ourselves in the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha and the Sefer Amitzis of the Rambam. Mitzis Losasei Pei Gimel. The Rambam says, Shehiz Hirana, we're warned for making Me'asos Shemen, oil, like the Shemen Amishcha. They made Shemen Amishcha in the Midbar. They soaked the oil in various herbs, and they made nice smelling oil with which they anointed the Mishkan and the Kelim, the Kohen Gadol, and the Melech. Fu Amr Yisalav Maskunta Lotasu Kuma, we're not allowed to make such Shemen Amishcha. And the Pasuk says, "Your lo tasu kamo." We're not allowed to make like the Shemen HaMishcha that was made in the Midbar, the same using the same ingredients. And the Rambam continues, and he says, "And further mitzvah, his hirano me'asos ishun b'torah k'taris. We're not allowed to make smoke like the k'taris, like the incense that they had in the time of the Mishkan. Kolomer shia min asam emanim ha'hem. You're not allowed to use those same herbs." And have kavana that it should smoke. In its amount, you shouldn't make for yourself. So it's interesting to compare the lashonos of the psukim with respect to the Shemen HaMishcha. Parshas Kisisa Lamed Lamed Beis, it says, "Maskunta lo tasu kamohu," like it, like the Shemen HaMishcha in the Midbar. Linyan Aktores, it says, "Maskunta lo tasu lachem," you shouldn't make it for yourself, for yourselves. Not kamo, not like they had in the Mishkan, but for yourselves, lachem. So why by Shemen HaMishcha kamo and Ktaris lachem? So it seemed pashut that by the besamim that were made by Moshe Rabbeinu, we're only allowed to use what was made by Moshe. Look in Rashi, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the Rambam, Menuchos Klein Mikdash, that's the only Shemen HaMishcha that miraculously lasted, even though it was only 12 lug. Like the Morris says, increases and miraculously lasted for all the generations until it was put into storage, until it was hidden away. But the only besamim ever made of Shemen HaMishcha, the only Shemen HaMishcha ever made was that made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it's borrowed, it's clear that it's not shayich to make the besamim for anointing or for Mishcha. The ikar is to make it like the Shemen HaMishcha. You can't actually make the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha is already a done deal, but you can't make something like the Shemen HaMishcha. Therefore, it says kamo. However, with respect to the ketores, you really can make ketores. They made ketores many times. So with respect to k'taris, you're not allowed to make k'taris, the actual k'taris, in order to smell it for your own purposes. You have to make it for avodah. So there you can. It's not kamo, it's not like the k'taris, it's the actual k'taris. But Shemen HaMishcha, it's not shaykh to be the actual Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha is a one-time deal. Therefore, with respect to the Shemen HaMishcha, it says latasu kamohu, like it, and not the actual thing. With respect to k'taris, it says don't make for yourselves. Don't make for yourselves to smell, but rather, just for the avodah, you're allowed to make it. The Rambam, so that's a very, very nice chiluk in the lashonos and the pesukim. The Rambam Nichos Klei Mikdash Beis Tes says a osek taras kedei lariach, but the issur is to make taras in order to smell from it. In order to smell, that's the issur. Like the Gemara's medayik that lamoser letzibur is pater, but that to give to the tzibur not in order to smell from it, then in such an instance you're pater. The Yisr is kedei la'ariach, but you're not allowed to make k'taris in order to smell it. But with respect to Shemen HaMishcha, is a different lashon in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet, Klei Mikdash, Osir Shemen HaMishcha, Kamaseh Zeh, etc. Uhu Shiyaso Soli Mashach. Well, first the Rambam writes the Etzem Yisr of Shemen HaMishcha, and then it says, provided that you make it in order to anoint yourself. And not, like we said, in order to give to the Tzibur. For other purposes, it has to be to anoint yourself. Provided that it's made shiyah to lihimashach bo, and that's from the Gemara in Krisus learns from the Ktores, you learn to the Shemen HaMishcha. Lilmod bo, if you make it, the Gemara says, to learn how to do it, or in order to give it to the tzibur, your pater menolan, you learn maskunto from maskunto of Ktores. You learn maskunto of Shemen HaMishcha from maskunto of Ktores. That amount. It says with respect to k'taris latasu lechem lechem udaser aval mosul tzibur pater gabe shemen nami lemosul tzibur pater. So you learn, just like by k'taris your pater kadeh lemosul tzibur, it has to be dafka lechem. So too, there's a limud to k'taris it has to be, and there's a limit to Shemen HaMishcha, it has to be to anoint yourself with it. And not Kedei L'Mosra L'Tzibur or L'Slamidba. However, there's a different Lashon here in the Rambam. Rambam says V'hu She'yaseh, provided that you make it in orderly Mashach Bo. He doesn't make it as part of the Etzem Isser. The Etzem Isser is to make Shemen HaMishcha. And then makes a Tanai. The Tanai is V'hu She'yaseh Osoli Mashach Bo. Hashem came by the Ketores, but the Etzem Isser already says you're not allowed to make Ketores Kedei L'Ariach Bo. Not V'hu She'yaseh Kedei L'Ariach Bo. It's not a Tanai, it's part of the Etzem Isser. What's the difference? So based on what we said, we understand very well they're fundamentally different. With respect to Ketores, the Yisod Isser is Basiyas HaKetores, that you're now allowed to make it in order to you're actually making the Ketores. Don't actually make Ketores, the real Ketores, the real deal, the real McCoy, in order to smell from it. Hashem came B'Samim, you're not actually making the B'Samim. You're not actually making the Shemen HaMishcha. You're now allowed to make something similar to the Shemen HaMishcha. So therefore the Etzem Isser is making the Shemen HaMishcha. And really, that's Shayach in theory, in every case. You're never allowed to make anything similar to the Shemen HaMishcha. Because the Etzem Isser is making something like with the same ingredients as the Shemen HaMishcha. So that's the Etzem Isser. Don't make anything with the same ingredients as the Shemen HaMishcha. However, we have a Liyal Fusa, we have an external limud, which teaches you that you're also from the Ketores, that it has to be Lihimashach Bo. It has to be dafka for the purpose of anointing with it. Just like by the Ketores, it's Kedei L'Ariach Bo. Here also it's anointing it. You're not allowed to do it to anoint yourself with it. But that's not the Etzem HaIsser. The Etzem HaIsser with respect to Shemen HaMishcha is making Shemen HaMishcha like they had in the Midbar, using the same ingredients. Anything that's similar to that, anything that's like that, is Aser. And then we add a Tanai, because you have a Yalfusa. What's the Tanai? Don't make it. Lihimashach Bo. But by the Ketores, it's not like that. By the Ketores, the Etzem Isser is actually making the Ketores. Kedei L'Hariach Bo. In other words, but even though there's a Yalfusa from one to the other, what we're saying is that there's a difference between the two, that with respect to Ketores, the Etzem HaIsser is making the Ketores, it says in the Pasuk. Shtaiten Pusuk. Bimaskunta lotasu lochem. Don't make it for yourselves. In other words, don't make it for yourselves, la riachba, but leslamed, or lemsor letzibur, your pater. So that's already nikba in the Etzem HaPasuk, that's the Etzem HaIsser. So therefore, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to make Ketores Kedei L'Ariach Bo. That's the Etzem Isser. By Shemen HaMishcha, it says, come on, don't make it like the Shemen HaMishcha in the Midbar. And after the fact, we have a limud in the Gemara from Ketores that it can't be for external purposes, L'Mosra L'Tzibur, L'Slamidba, L'Lmobo. But that's not the Etzem HaIsser. The Etzem Isser is to make Shemen HaMishcha like they had in the Midbar. Therefore, the Rambam says, "V'hu shi'aso soli mashach bo." But by the Ketores, the Etzem Isser is maskunta lo tasu lach lo tasu lachem. You're not allowed to make the actual Ketores for yourselves, meaning for yourselves to smell. That's the Etzem Isser, and not just a zayt gezach. It's not just a side thing. The Minchas Chinuch is really done. That. The Ketores, in order to become Pater, it's not just that you do L'Islamidba, L'Omodba. Even if you stam make Ketores, you're also Pater, because you didn't do it L'Ariachba. So based on what we're saying, that's correct. But that only relates to the Ketores. The Ketores, the Etzem HaPasuk says, that you're not allowed to do it L'Chem, L'Ariach. because then it would emerge that you're making the same k'tores that they had originally. But that's not a problem because it's not lachem. Pasuk says it has to be lachem. And now we're going to exclude anything that's not lachem. So if you make it stam, not for in order to smell it, you're off the hook. Masha'en kein shemen ha-mishcha. If you make it stam, you'd be chayef. Why? Because with respect to the Torah, the whole iser is not to make the k'taras in order to smell it. But with respect to shemen ha-mishcha, the iser is not to make it like the shemen ha-mishcha that they originally had. They're two different isurim. The isur of the shemen ha-mishcha is not to make it like the shemen ha-mishcha in the midbar. Here it's like the shemen ha-mishcha in the midbar. The only thing is we have a yalfusa, and this yalfusa teaches us, this lema teaches us, that l'mosra l'tzibur l'oma boz mutter. It's pater. So we can say that only what's included in that yalfusa, dafka if you made it l'mosra l'tzibur l'oma boz. Masha'en kein, the shemen ha-mishcha, where the etzem ha-isser is making it lachem, anything that's not lachem, anything that's not l'hariach bo, is going to be pater. But the shemen ha-mishcha, only what we learn in the actual yalfusa, because the shemen ha-mishcha, the etzem isser is making the shemen ha-mishcha. And then we have a yalfusa to be memayet, the cases of smelling, of l'mosra l'tzibur, or l'lumah bo. Learn how to do it. So in such an instance, we have a special lima that you're pater, but that doesn't pater you in all instances. So it seems that stam making shemen ha-mishcha, you'd be chayiv, chiddush din. But stam making the k'taras, you'd be pater, because it's not lachem, because that's the etzem ha-yisr, that has to be lachem, otherwise you're pater. And our suggestion in the Shinu Lishonos Psukim and in the Rambam is also borne out by the Lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Chinuch. With respect to Shemen HaMishcha, they didn't mention that you're Chayav Dafka, that you made it Lihimashach Bo. Just as Shizironim Yassos Shemen Kamo Shemen HaMishcha. That's what it says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, also in the Chinuch. Ma'ashen Kein Linyan Ketores, there it says, Lahedya, that you have to have Kavana, Shiyus Ashen Bo. That you want to make smoke from it, to smell it. Because the k'tores, why did the Rambam include it in the Etzem Isser and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Chinuch? Because by the k'tores, with respect to the k'tores, Zeh Guf Zachev Tzedi Isser, Mashen Kein Shemen HaMishcha, the Etzem Isser, it's a Sias Shemen HaMishcha Kamo. And there's only a Tanai, and therefore the Tanai they didn't explain. That's the Etzem Isser. Don't make it like the Shemen HaMishcha using the same ingredients as they had in the Midbar. It's the Etzem Isser. The Chinuch HaMitzvah Kuf Yud writes, Midini HaMitzvah Shekhtar Sa Yisanas Es Beis HaMikdash Vim Chiser Achas Mikol Smaneh Chayev Misa. So what is the chinuch including here in the yisur of and the lav of asiyas k'taras b'maskunta, including that if you left out one of the samimonim, he's chayev misa. That's midini asiyas k'taras. And then he says weiter v'noheges mitzvah zu shel asiyasa. So what's he including the inyan of asiyas k'taras in the lav of making the k'taras b'maskunta? And the answer is, based on what we said, that the k'taras, the iser, isn't making something like the k'taras. The iser is making the k'taras itself. Just when you're making the k'taras, they're dinim. And one of the dinim is that you're not allowed to make the k'tores in order to smell it. So the yisod of this lav is a din, medini asiyas ha-k'tores. In other words, there are various dinim in the Ketores. One of them is not, is a mitzvah of Ketores, and one of the pratim of the mitzvah is the lav, not to make the Ketores for yourself. This Ketores that they made in the Beis HaMikdash, this incense you shouldn't make for yourself. So therefore included in the lav is the asiya. Because the asiya, when you say don't do it is like a prat in the doing it. So they're really interconnected. Don't make this very Ketores. And that's why in the lav, the chinuch added the mitzvah of asiya. Because they're not two bazundra mitzvahs, not two separate categories. They're really one. The mitzvah is making the ktores for the Beis HaMikdash, and that very mitzvah excludes making it for yourself. Therefore, in saying don't make it for yourself, it's telling you this very Ketores that we're talking about, this Mikdash Ketores, don't make for yourself. So it would make sense that you'd put it in the same mitzvah, the yes and the no. Because the no is included in the yes. Make Ketores. And part of the dinim of making the Ketores is not for yourself, just for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore the chinuch includes a mitzvah kuf yud, includes it in the same mitzvah. And look also in the lashon of the psukim with respect to Torah, says v'aktoras shetase b'maskunta lo tasu. So it's telling you about making lotasu. It's telling you first about the chiyuv asiyas haktoras. V'aktoras asher tase v'maskunta lotasu kamo lotasu lachem. So first talks about making the ktoras. And then it tells you not to make for yourself. So within the din, the mitzvah of making the ktores, there's an iser ba'ofen asiyasa, shelo tasu lachem. With respect earlier to the Shemen HaMishcha, it doesn't say this. The Shemen HaMishcha that you make, don't make like it. Doesn't have that lashon, but by Ketores it does. So the explanation is that there, with respect to the Shemen HaMishcha, this is an Azhara, this is the independent lav. What's the lav? The lav is not to make it for your self, not to make your own Shemen HaMishcha like the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made. But that's its own lav. Don't make your own Shemen HaMishcha. But it's not part of the mitzvah of yes making the Shemen HaMishcha. Yes making Shemen HaMishcha is already a done deal by Moshe. The Ketores is taka mitzvah to make the Ketores, and one of the pratim of the mitzvah kibyachol is the lav. Make the Ketores for the Beis HaMikdash and not for your own smelling purposes. So this is a very, very tifa mahalach in the Rambam and the Psukim and the difference between the mitzvahs, and that we should all be zochem mitzvah Shem lilmodu lelamed lishmar v'lasos ulekayim is called divrei salmu tarasu v'yahava amen v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friend.